Welcome to the Lucid Truth by the Rich and Larry Show. I called up Gary to see if he knew anything about this peaceful protest in Salem, Oregon today. So sit back and enjoy this conversation with Gary and Rich. Let us jump right down the rabbit hole. Gary, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll be driving in 10 minutes. I have a lot of good stuff for you that I'd love to talk about and share with you.
All right. Nice.
Can you handle that?
Yeah, I was calling you up for is that, so have you heard that there's a bunch of Trumpsters down in Salem right now?
All right.
Yeah, there's not many. There look like to be a little bit more, but the state police have declared it a unauthorized assembly, so they're subject to arrest. So a lot,
they never did it for a year.
You know, and because they're Trumpers, you know, a lot of them already left. You know, they're not throwing stuff. They're not burning anything down. They've actually, I guess, down in Salem near the courthouse, they have statues that are covered up in tarps. And I guess the Trumpsters were taking down the tarps so we can actually see the statues once again.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's, but, you know, and there only seems to be a couple hundred people there right now, but they're not screaming at the cops, they're not throwing anything, there's no lasers, you know, and what they're wearing, you know, as far as the apparel, you know, it's red Trump hats, you know, a couple flags.
What I'm saying is that no one was there wearing goggles and gas masks.
Black. Well, that's why the news don't want to talk about it, because they were acting civil. Even if they didn't say anything, we have the right to assemble. It's one of our constitutional rights.
Oh, exactly.
Well, today is a day that there's a lot of energies. Just Earth is lighting up to the galaxy as we speak, with all the positive energies shifting into the new paradigm. Right. It's a beautiful thing going on Earth right now.
Well, I know what tonight is of the Saturn and Jupiter appearing to be close together, almost as one.
Well, there's the talk, you know, that was the actual star of Bethlehem. But then there's some talk saying, no, the Bethlehem star was in a different part of the sky. So, but yeah, it's a beautiful thing what's going on today with the whole galaxy's energy. They're putting Earth into the center spotlight.
Yes. You feel there's a change. Something's going to happen. Something is brewing. Is that what I kind of feel in the air, if that's possible?
Well, stay in tune. Stay in tune to things around you today, and you'll feel different stuff for sure. Lots of good signs are happening.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, in the media is doing their thing to disprove and dispel anything. And back to kind of what we touched on yesterday when you talked about the Bible, you looked it up. Is it over 800 times?
Oh, did you? I have no clue. Is that many?
Yeah, over 800 times the word money is mentioned in the Bible. And then over, 2,000 references to finances?
Yeah, I think they were trying to tell us that there's going to be money in our world.
Yeah, it really seems that way. It's just amazing how, you know, when you actually start looking at things, what you can uncover. Truly, I didn't think that the Bible said anything about money. I thought we were trying to praise
the
Lord.
Who would have thought that, right?
You know, or, you know, you help, you donate, or, you know, you help volunteer with people, but nothing about, you know, paying money and money is going to be this and that. And
well, the only reference to it that I remember was when Jesus went in the square and threw all the money changers tables over and said, it's all God's, something to that effect. You think it's your money? No, it's not. It's God's, because they were ripping the people off.
You know, it's a man-made item to represent an idea or represent work or power or force.
Yeah, and then it just got out of control with the Federal Reserve being able to print all they wanted to.
Well, like I said, it's nice they're trying to do stimulus, and it's nice they're bailing this one out, but again, it's the middle class that's going to pay for all this.
Yes. You know, man, Rich. Well, hey, I got to get flying.
That's a good episode.
Yeah. You know. All right, my friend.
All right. Well, stay safe. Keep looking. I'll keep monitoring what's happening in Salem with this the protest, you know, because it's citizens against, you know, state government.
Well, I did hear one that, you know, the media only wants to put on up in Ocean Shores, Washington, down on the coast there.
Okay.
On the coast from Seattle. Some guy that got into it with a guy that wasn't wearing a mask And the guy that was wearing the mask flipped the hat off of the guy that was not wearing one and said, "You idiots, believe the science. What's wrong with you?" And it turned into a fight.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, somebody flips your hat off in the old days, that was enough for a fight. You don't knock somebody's brim off their head.
Oh, yeah, no, because, well, if you did, that would be a fight, right?
And that's what ensued today up in Washington, yeah. But the media is talking all about it because the guy that, you know, didn't have a mask on did the first swing. But knocking the hat off is technically the first swing.
Well, true. That is the first swing. It's a personal space, you know. You don't violate that.
Exactly. So you may hear about that in the news today. A masker got beat up by an unmasker.
Yeah, and I'm, they'll go further that I guarantee you it's a Republican Trumper that did it, that started this. You know, he's the one that did it because it's all Trump's fault.
Oh.
And, you know, he can't win for nothing. That's
they
what it
just,
is.
They just love to perpetuate a division of any agenda.
It's true. It not along with their thinking. And they'll spew madness, which I'm surprised that.
Yeah.
Or more so.
That's
that,
what we're in right now. That's exactly.
You know, the Kool-Aid people with their hair colored all like that, they're believing this and they're eating it up.
The what people?
The Kool-Aid hair, you know, with all the pink and purple and all the, you know, wackos out
well,
there.
And they're drinking all the poison Kool-Aid, too. It works both ways. Remember Jim Jones made him drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, down there in Guyana. You know,
900 people drink his Kool-Aid,
and they did it willingly.
I never thought of the term Kool-Aid people because of the Kool-Aid color heads.
Well, thank goodness most of them never even heard of that because, you know, there's only old timers remember that stuff because that was way back. What was that, 70s?
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, it might have been 80s. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was middle 70s, late 70s that took place.
Yeah.
So
he got 900 people to follow him and drink the poison.
Yeah, well, look at what Joe Biden got, 80 million people to vote for him.
Is that a joke? Joe would be lucky to get 10 million.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a bumper sticker on a car, you know, Biden Harris, and I was like, oh.
No, we're about to change into things, and, you know, I can fill you in on where that stands for right now a little bit.
Well, that's what we want, you know, to feel better. And that's, like I said, looking at the iPad today and or our YouTube and watching this this peaceful demonstration taking place or protest taking place in Salem, Oregon today. You know, it started off, looked like a lot of people, but a lot of people backed off when the state police said arrest will be made. And there's a lot of people trying to stand their ground. But only from the camera view that I see, you know, you got, you know, maybe 200 people there.
All right.
So at least it's something better than nothing, you know,
yes,
but we're
yes,
hearing about it and we're seeing, because you don't see that on the news.
That's why they get it from Rich and Larry.
Well, then there people are going to start getting that. I mean, they're going to start getting, you know, a lot of craziness from Rich and Larry because, you know, we, like I said, we just are scraping the tip of the iceberg. There is so much to talk about and so much that we wonder about, and it just doesn't seem like enough time in the day.
Comes down to a great awakening of our consciousness and love and joy. That's all we want in this world.
Right. Well, it is. You know, we want to, you know, experience life because life is wonderful and it's short, so it's precious. So we must, you know, cultivate it and make every day, every moment count. Yet here we are with these freaking retards. But, you know, there'll be
retard's not a bad word to use.
Well, that's what that was the word back in the day. Now it's socially challenged, mentally challenged, you know, but you know, the world is changing right before our eyes, and
that's a whole nother 10 shows.
Well, we have a lot of time coming up on our hands, so anyway, I definitely appreciate your time, and we'll get together real soon, and we'll cover some more of these crazy topics because they just keep popping up.
Great. Yes, indeed.
All right.
And thank you, Rich. Maybe I'll see you later today.
All right. Sounds good. You take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Another episode done. We went pretty far down the rabbit hole today. An update on the Salem, Oregon peaceful protest. It looks like at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, the rain is dispersing the crowd more effectively than the state police. No burning buildings, no fights, no vandalism, no hate.
Larry says, stay positive and safe during this paradigm shift. If it is clear outside tonight, look up and find Jupiter and Saturn together, which has been known as a Christmas star. Thank you for listening, and we hope you come back for more of the elusive truth. Peace to all, and goodbye.